Welcome to KingSkyRadioTV.com. I am your host, DJ Dove, and we are here to talk about the ball of confusion. A lot of changes are coming about. We have a new president-elect coming into office, and we can somewhat expect the same performance we had the last time. Whether that's good or bad for you, well, we'll just have to wait for the next 4 years to find out. We have been busy around the studio. We've added a lot new ambiances, and we're just doing our thing to get the word out to you about the ball of confusion in our world. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been quite a month. We have been arranging and rearranging. We do have our Christmas decorations up. We understand the reason for the season, and that's our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and we're going to keep promoting that. Even though there are times when we don't like what's going on, I believe in my heart, mind, and soul that he is always in control. We're going to come back with some more music to talk about the days and the times in the past and what's in front of us here on KingSkyRadioTV.com. It's Christmas time. And it's cold outside.
Baby, I enjoy having you over this evening. I really don't want you to go. Is there anything I can say to make you stay?
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I'd like to go away.
Darling, it's so cold outside.
This evening has been so very nice.
I'll hold your hand. They feel like feel the wind blowing. Lots of happy little children waiting for sunrise. A stocking full of candy and a big surprise. Look at the happiness in their eyes. They're black spoons, spoons. People caroling into the night. Where the snow is falling, the sleigh bell rides tonight. We'll snuggle to a nice warm fire. I'm glad it's Christmas. But before this day, yes, under rain, think of how much love you used to give today. Then wonder why we can't give it all every day. There is no reason. Every season gets more. People really need one another.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I wanted to talk with you for a moment about this Christmas season here in 2024. I don't want you to get lost in the holiday shuffle, the shopping and the department stores and the online situations that cause you to max out your credit card. You see, that's not what Christmas is about. What we're really talking about here is the birth of Christ Jesus. And let that be the focal point of what you do. You see, the gifts are nice and they're pleasant and they're kind and warm and fuzzy. But it's how you treat individuals that's paramount in the whole season of Christmas. Our Bible says, love ye one another as I have loved you. And sometimes we get lost in the sauce of spending money. This is not about money. This is about humanity, kindness, and what you can do for your fellow brothers and sisters. I was talking to a lady yesterday, and I happened to see a homeless person. And I looked at him, and here I am sitting in my car with the engine on under this warm heat. And I thought to myself, gee, his hands must be cold. Well, this thinking that I had was slow and methodical, because we're sometimes told not to be kind to other people who are what we can consider beneath us. That's not the attitude that Christ Jesus had. It was everyone that was included. And as I was pondering my own thoughts, I would imagine that other people probably think the same thing. He had a bag in one hand, which looked to be all of his worthy or worldly possessions. And his other hand was in his pocket. Here I am sitting in a nice warm vehicle, and I have two sets of gloves. And I said to myself, I can afford to share these gloves with him. Maybe he would want something else. I don't know. But let's start there. When you see someone in the cold and you see that their hands are uncovered, it has to be an uncomfortable feeling. And I said to myself, because the moment passed me by and he went out of my presence where I could see him, if I see him again, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to give him those gloves. Those gloves may make a big difference in his life today. And that's the capacity that we all can think from. Maybe some people would give him some money. Some people would give him a hot meal. I mean, the list goes on, but God was speaking to me, and I wasn't listening fast enough. And here we are in the season of giving. So I wanted to bring that to your attention. We have a listening audience of 1.8 million people. And I wanted to share that with you, because we all fall short. And I'm telling myself, if I think this way, some others think that way too. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is not about the gifts that you give to people who already have. It's the gifts that you give to people who don't have that could change their life. Because if I catch him again and give him those gloves, he may give the honor and the glory to Jesus Christ, where that's exactly where I want it to go. This is KingScottRadioTV.com. Let's get back to some music.
mistletoe. I'm gonna get to know you better this Christmas. And as we trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be. You're right.
Yeah. Come on, Nancy. Can I have some hot chocolate too? Just me and you.
Christmas time is here.
Happiness
and cheer. Fun for all, the children call their favorite time of year. Snowflakes in the air, carols everywhere. Olden time and ancient rhymes of love and dreams to share. Sleigh bells in the air, beauty.
Those marshmallows roasting on an open fire. Come on, let's go higher. Yes. Just me and you, we can make it through.
Christmas time is here, happiness and cheer. Fun for all, the children call their favorite time. Snowflakes in the air, carols everywhere. Olden times and ancient rhymes of love.
It's cool. Stroke it, baby. Come on, Luther. You hear that bass?
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens. Bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens. Brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite. When the dog bites, when the bee sings,
you see, ladies and gentlemen, I don't want you to get it twisted. Christmas is not a happy time for everyone. Sometimes you're enduring a breakup, a separation of love, peace and harmony. Life all of a sudden shifts, and you left on the bottom end, where it appears that nobody cares for you anymore. Christmas time, the holidays, can do that for lots of people. Maybe it's not you. Maybe it's someone else's turn. But we want to remember here on King Scott Radio TV that Christmas time is not always joyful. Some of us are gonna cry and weep and wish that it would all be better at the blink of an eye. I know. I've been there. I've done that. I have the tattoo, and it's forever etched in your soul. I can tell you that every day is not a wonderful day in days like this. So we're gonna talk about them and let them know that no matter how you may feel right now, you are thought of. And when Jesus plays a role in the overall happiness, you're included. It may not be right now. It may be a solemn moment, but don't think that you've forgotten about. He's telling me to tell you that it's gonna be better one day. I know you got to get through now, but now it's temporary. It's not forever. Some of us are going to lose some loved ones, people who are important to us, to our happiness and well-being. We remember you too. We know that you're out there. Maybe I don't know you personally. Maybe I didn't shake your hand or open up my arms to give you a hug, because sometimes hugs are far and few in between. But this is Christmas. This is about Jesus Christ. And nobody is left out. No matter what the circumstances are, no matter what the conditions maybe. We're here for you on this radio station. And if by chance you may need someone to talk to, feel free to call us at 240-522-4257. And we'll be here. I'll be here, because I remember when no one was there for me, but that doesn't have to be for you. KingScottRadioTV.com. It's going to be all right.
Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto. Hitch up your reindeer, go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Fill every stocking you find, the kids are gonna love you so. Leave a toy for Johnny, leave a doll for Mary. Something for him, but Donnie, and don't forget about Gary.
Santa Claus. Go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus. Go straight to the ghetto. Tell him Dave Brown sent you. Go straight to the ghetto. You know that I know what you will see. Cause that was once me.
outside is frightful, and the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some coal.
See, ladies and gentlemen, I need this listening audience, all 1.8 million of you, to do something special. Take somebody a plate. You heard it right. Take someone a plate. See, you know there's somebody on your block, in your vicinity, that doesn't have anyone. You know. And it's okay. It's okay if you wrap something up for them. It may be a little ham, some turkey, and maybe some stuffings and some candy yams. I don't know what you're going to cook, but you know. Take someone a plate. There are people out here that's not as fortunate as you are. There's people that need a blessing right now. Take them a plate. And they'll feel special. They'll feel special on this day. And as you evolve around people who are less fortunate. It's all right to show some extra kindness, just a little bit more. I know and recognize that there are dangers about, but somebody needs some help. I don't know what you can do, but you know. Take someone a plate and give them that love for Christmas. And as you turn around and walk away, you let them know that Jesus Christ is the day. It's symbolic that his love is abound. Take someone a plate. And maybe one day when you're riding a little low, someone'll show you just a little bit more love. King Scott Radio TV.com. Show them some love. Yes. Action speak louder than words. KingScottRadioTV.com, DJ Dove.